Yeah, we're in up there in Cogburn. You give me stuff out of the store. And just that fed me.
What year did y'all move down here, Lester?
I come down here in 30. Let's see, I come down here in 39. Uh-huh. And I stayed until 42. Then I moved back to Carver. Mr. Charlie Bush come down here and talked with me. She had a job at civilian dormitory, mm-hmm, at air base.
Miss Charlie?
Miss Charlie Bush.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I didn't want to go in the Army, so I took up and I moved back to Carver and stayed down to 47. Then I moved back down here. I've been here ever since.
Okay.
In 47.
When did you go to work for the Highway Patrol?
56.
Okay.
And all the time that I was working with them, I was painting, working for Mr. Grove.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
On Saturday.
Right.
Sunday, whenever we had it to do. And he had those partners back down on the other side of where the patrol station
is.
Yeah,
right, yeah. Where he used to be out there. King's Drive.
Yeah.
Old King's Drive, I remember that.
And of evenings, like I'd get off at 5 o'clock, me and him would go and do some work till dark. And he the one like me how to paint.
Yeah, I heard the story about painting.
Yeah.
You told us that one. Was that out there on King's Drive?
No, that was
Ingleside Drive.
That was in Cogburn.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's right, that was in Cogburn.
Yeah, yeah, of course we painted down here. Uh-huh. Well, he really liked me.
Yeah.
But I called myself, he asked me could I paint some chairs out there in the back.
Where?
And a swing.
Was that in the back of our house in Cogburn?
Yeah, in Cogburn.
Okay.
All right, I done pretty well, I reckon. Then he wanted me to paint the back screen porch.
I remember that screen porch.
Uh-huh. That way I messed up with the paint.
It's hard to paint screen, I remember that. You get some on the screen, you gotta blow it.
And I was using the brush and going on. I didn't know I'd get that much paint on me though, really. And I went up there. He had got enough paint, I reckon, to do it. So I liked a little bit of paint. There the building he was working in.
Yeah, mail.
One of them, I'd go up there to his office. So he was in the store. And I went up there, I said, Mr. Bill, I said, Mr. Grove, I said, I like a little bit more paint. He looked at me, he looked down from my head to my feet, and he laughed. He said, Lester, you had that in the bucket. What's on you? You wouldn't need nothing. And I happened to pay attention, you know, and look, I had paint from all in my face and everywhere. I couldn't do nothing but laugh. So he got me some more paint.
The worst thing ever happened to David and me, I remember, we went over to Pierce and the Big Mama's house to paint that front porch of hers. We were painting away, and our Uncle Toots, he's dead now, mother's brother,
yeah,
he came by there and he was jiving and talking to us about paint all over us. He said the same thing. You got more on you than you got on the wall. About that time, I stepped off the ladder, dropped the whole bucket, and splattered all over it. You remember that?
I remember it well.
Toots just went off. He had a laugh that just, you could hear him all the way across town laughing. He left us on that porch, that paint poured all over that porch. Great. That was a bad day for me.
No, there ain't too many.
Well, we go in there, we go give it a try. Yeah.
When you went work for him in Cough, was that when was that? About?
That was somewhere in the 30s, I think it was.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I moved to Cochran in the 30s. And I left and went to Florida, kind of. In the 30s, too.
So where'd you move to Cochran from, Lester?
Tallahassee, wasn't it?
Oh, no, out in the country.
You moved into town.
In the town.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm farming, you know. And so I would come to town and...
Go ahead, Davis.
Were you born in Cochran?